afternoon. You're with Planet FM and this is Musings. My name is Noel.
And I'm Mimi.
On Musings, we give you music to listen to and something to muse about. So what are we going to be musing about today?
Our subject today is communication and the power of mind.
Throughout history, claims and counterclaims have always accompanied new inventions. One criticism levelled against the train stated that the human body couldn't travel at speeds possible in a train because at such speeds it would simply fall apart. On the other hand, many inventions have been accompanied by extravagant claims, which time has proven were exaggerated and even fanciful. When computers entered our lives back in the 1980s, they were trumpeted by many as not only a revolution in communication, but also a marker indicating a giant leap in human evolution. And in fact, even today, we are being told that human evolution will be facilitated by inventions like nanotechnology. The truth is this: no machine has ever made a human being a better person, because no matter how advanced it is still just a tool. Communication is a qualitative function within human relationships involving both listening and action. It is the expression of feelings and emotions and is the process which enhances or retards relationships. Machines may facilitate, but they often degrade rather than enhance this process. And as far as evolution is concerned, the part man, part machine creation may assist some to function better, but it will never be described as evolution. Most of us seem rather good at getting our point across. But communication, like most things, is two-sided. It is also about listening, and hearing and listening are not the same things. We all decry violence in its various forms. But as environmental and social issues become more and more critical, the voices of protest have become ever more strident. We need to be careful, however, that protest doesn't simply become another form of violence. Getting to the cause of a problem can often be exacerbated by loud demands for action, when the problem itself is far from understood. The way to truth is more often than not the way of silence. Condemnation has never been a virtue, no matter how justified it may seem to be. In that regard, a great sage had this to say: "It is better to light one candle than curse the darkness." Better we quietly and even anonymously initiate change, work for change, even make a change to just one undesirable aspect of self, rather than critique and condemn the choices of others. Maybe the ones we are condemning don't actually have the answers anyway. Or maybe it's because we haven't been listening to those who do. Or perhaps there is simply a general lack of understanding all around. The man who gifted the world transcendental meditation makes this simple yet profound observation: all that we are is the result of what we have thought. The mind is everything. What we think, we become. End of quote. There is nothing outside of mind. The entire universe is contained in it as a product of it. This may seem to be taking the idea of mind just a bit too far, but is it in your interests to seek to understand the true nature, potency, and scope of mind, for it is far greater than we have been led to believe? We can create a better world, and it begins and ends with thought. About 278 patents were issued to Nikola Tesla. He was a great creative and a true humanitarian. We should have, and still should, listen to him. His greatest work is yet to see the light of day, but he brought us the very answers we are looking for right now around energy production and environmental preservation. He invented a free energy generator which converted ambient energy into usable electrical energy without the need for wires. But rather chillingly, had this prediction to go with it. No free energy device will ever be allowed to reach the market. End of quote. Generally speaking, he was ridiculed by those he was hundreds of years ahead of. But there are those today who carry the torch he lit over 100 years ago. They are fighting the good fight, despite the fact that they have found his prediction to be a continual impediment to progress. We need to pay attention. We need to look at what is right in front of us and all around us. And we particularly need to understand how nature works and then design our systems to correspond to that understanding. Another great philosopher said this: compassion is the radicalism of our time. Rather strange to talk of compassion as being radical, but in a world dominated by its opposite, it indeed becomes so. When truth is seen as the enemy, it too becomes a radical influence. But when the need is extreme, the solution must therefore be radical. We need radicals in today's world, but we need constructive radicals who build and create a better world every day they are alive. Radicals who champion and live true wisdom and manifest harmony. Another great mind from last century gave us the following: no activity by any group can become greater than the consciousness behind it. Human evolution is the evolution of thought and consciousness. The concept of higher thought is not some fanciful idea. It is about the constructive and practical application of energy and consciousness with a bigger picture as the vision and the collective as the beneficiary. This requires a fundamental shift in the paradigm of today, where self-interest predominates. We need to find a deeper foundation, one which embodies and facilitates ideas like sustainability, global community, and collective awareness. Without it, all change will only ever be superficial, when what is needed is change which is transformative. Falling in love with self is not selfishness, but heartfelt empowerment. These are not just pretty words. They speak to us about a new way of looking at life, and it is in our interests to pay attention. Our ideas about what exactly self is need to change. Individuality and self-interest need to evolve and expand into ideas about self as a much bigger, all-encompassing realization and condition. Before we can change, we need to listen, and if we don't agree, it may be because we simply don't understand. And greater understanding is something all of us need to seek. Finally, let silence be your loudest voice, and let action be that voice. Your actions reflect your thoughts. They speak to everyone in the very clear and unmistakable language of truth. But they also speak to you through your own conscience. Your actions are a mirror to self. If you don't like the reflection, change that which generates it, you. Again, we need to listen. We need to listen to our own conscience. The state of the world directly reflects the thoughts we give collective emphasis to. The world is also a mirror. No one can change things but us. This world is our domain. We are its trustees. Our ability to understand the magnitude of this will determine its future. But our destiny is and always will be firmly in our own hands.
Meu pensamento está preso àquele carnaval. Volto a pisar este chão, encenando um drama banal. Tento refazer a trama, mas o desfecho é igual. E você? Será que canta calado? Aquele frevo axé que não me deixa dormir, ou terá perdido a fé no que ficou prometido, sem nos falarmos sequer. Meu amor, ando na praça vazia, espero o sol se pôr. Vejo o clarão se extinguir por trás da mão do poeta. Nosso amor não vai sumir. Vejo onde a gente se achou. Estrelas já vão luzir na noite da Bahia Preta. Queria tanto você aqui. Calada aquele frevo axé que não me deixa dormir, ou terá perdido a fé no que ficou prometido, sem nos falarmos sequer. Meu amor, ando na praça vazia, espero. Clarão se extinguir por trás da mão do poeta. Nosso amor não vai sumir. Vejo onde a gente se achou. Estrelas já vão luzir na noite da Bahia Preta. Queria tanto você aqui. Estrelas já vão luzir na noite da Bahia Preta. Queria tanto você aqui. Que fazer?
again next Wednesday for more Musings.